I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Hi, Jonathan. Where are we going this week?
We are going to the Arts District. We are going to Manuela inside the sprawling Hauser Wirth Gallery.
What kind of food are we eating?
Southern food. Probably the first thing you should order when you walk in is something called the Redneck Platter.
Which is?
It varies, but it's definitely the statement of purpose. There's country ham, Benton's country ham. It's my second or third favorite, but it's the most prized. That's sliced even more thinly than prosciutto. I mean, it's absolutely transparent. There's a mound of pimento cheese. There's the kind of devil eggs that you associate with small town funerals in the South. And pickles, all kinds of pickles.
Where's the biscuits?
Oh, yeah, biscuits. They think a lot about the biscuits here. It's the super flaky kind rather than the tender kind.
That's a good beginning into a dinner that could very quickly get pretty heavy.
Very heavy, in fact, because the other thing that you absolutely have to order is the hush puppies, cornmeal that's fried very crisp and it's very light and airy on the inside. And there's softened butter flavored with molasses in tiny little bottles of hot sauce that the chef makes himself.
We haven't even gotten to the plates of food.
We haven't. I haven't talked about the guacamole, which some people think are great, or the egg salad.
Egg salad as an appetizer?
Egg salad as an appetizer.
I love that.
With trout roe, so you know that it's serious Southern egg salad instead of just egg salad as filler.
Surely there is a lot of meat on this menu.
Well, given the kind of place it is, it would seem inevitable. There are sliders made with pork belly that's been cooked until it's super soft. That would have to be one of the cliched dishes of the era, but somehow he pulls it off. There's a aioli that tastes like red-eyed gravy. I wouldn't have thought it was possible.
Wow.
Coffee and ham fat, but it seems to work. They're very proud of their deer burgers, which is to say hamburgers made with big, crispy, black, but super rare inside venison. There's a lot of things that go over fire here, including the grilled quail, which is nice, and including smoked baby back ribs, which are distinctly not the kind that you'd expect from a barbecue place, but aren't bad. I think he smokes the bacon that he wraps around elk loin. I always love that moment when the waiter says to you, "And how would you like your elk?" Everything suddenly makes sense.
Oh. Is the Southern theme carried through to dessert?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, you're going to look around. You're going to see all the art that's around you. And then you're probably going to go for a scoop of butter pecan ice cream, which is
so
great.
Good.
Or blackberry cobbler or a buttermilk biscuit with honey and a shot of milk.
Wow. That's Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Manuela in the Arts District. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's restaurant recommendations.